Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer. We continue this week with our theme of trees, and we're going to have a look at an incident in 1 Chronicles 16. But first, let us pray together. Lord, direct our thoughts. Teach us to pray. Lift our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our reading this morning is from 1 Chronicles and chapter 16. This is to do with David's song of thanksgiving. And we'll just read part of it from verse 31. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the land of Israel under King David, the Ark of God, as it is also called, the Ark of the Covenant, had come home to Jerusalem at last. The Ark had once been at the heart of the worship of the children of Israel in their wanderings in the desert, and after that had had many homes in the land of Israel, but finally it had come to Jerusalem. And King David welcomes the Ark into his surroundings with a psalm. And this is part of what we read, but you can find it also as Psalm 96. And in doing so, gave God mighty praise for his glorious day when the ark came home. Praise was to come from the heavens, the earth, the nations, the sea, the fields, and the trees of the woods. It seems sometimes, doesn't it, when you walk through a wood, when there's just a slight breeze blowing, that the trees shimmer and shake as the wind catches them. The song I like about this is this. I hear the sound of rustling in the leaves of the trees, and the Spirit of the Lord has come down on the earth. The trees rejoice, the fields rejoice, the seas and the heavens rejoice, for the mercies of the Lord endure forever. As we feel that and know that Spirit of God, can we think of some of the mercies of God for you and I today? As David gave thanks then, give thanks now and praise God for what he has done for you today. And the next time we walk through the trees, rejoice, because God is there with you as you go. Give thanks today for all that he has done for you. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. We come together and we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So may the Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless us and keep us this day and evermore. Amen.